Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. And you can see today's post, Fortune Seller, not Fortune Teller, Fortune Seller, the first day that this program airs, or if we re-air it. But if you miss it, or you're listening to it on a different day from sermon audio or whatever, go to voiceofvision.org, hit where it says blog, and you can find the text copy there and leave comments. You can always email me, pastorjd@voiceofvision.org. Find out about Riverside Christian Fellowship and just an abundance there. Anything you want to know about our ministry and what we do and all of that, again, voiceofvision.org. Now on to our topic, our message today, Fortune Seller. Ezekiel 13:3 says, "Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." I did an earlier program called Scrambled Exegesis. Exegesis being the process where you're lifting up out of the text and you're finding out what the text says, as opposed to eisegesis, which is reading into the text. And a lot of times you'll see so-called prophets out there using this word or that word that is biblical and a biblical phrase and, you know, kind of alluding to biblical passages, but then making them say, you know, like verses in a vacuum where they pull it out and freeze dry it and then push it back out whenever they want. It suits to what their purpose is. And, you know, they're scrambled exegesis. You know, they make it sound so appealing, but if you don't know your Bible, you're going to get duped. And how many people do? And it's been happening that way for so long. You can see it in the book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, and other places too that talks about bad shepherds and foolish prophets. Again, Ezekiel 13:3 here says, "Woe unto the foolish prophets! They follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." How many people want to give you a word when they don't even know the word? Why are you wanting to look for a word when you won't even follow the word? And we're talking about fortune seller. Now again, not fortune teller, fortune seller. Much of what the true prophets of the Old Testament did was to confront the false prophets of that day. In our time, this is also one of the signs of a God-sent prophet, to distinguish them from the many counterfeits that are always near the real men of God. And you say, uh-oh, prophecy, uh-oh, cessationism, we're not even really approaching that. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about forth-telling, and men like John MacArthur or the late A.W. Tozer are persons I would consider to be a modern-day prophet, if you want to call it that, forth-telling the Word of God with authority and correcting the wrong. You know, it's too late in the game not to call the name. You know, John MacArthur does it, I do it, and we need to do that. People that are out there listening to these false prophets, they need to understand the truth about the Word of God and not be led astray, and we have to do it. Hymenaeus and Alexander, think about Diotrephes, you know, John did it too. You know, Peter said there's going to be people that make merchandise of you, giving you great swelling words, and they patronize you, and, you know, again, they make merchandise out of you. And one of the signs of a true God-sent prophet, a man of God, is that they're going to reveal the counterfeits that are always near them. The prophet will speak against those who hear, not from God, but from their own imaginations, like, it, you know, it says here. They hear from their own spirit. They've seen nothing. And sometimes it seems easiest, and sometimes it's not so easy. So I'm going to go into some different ways that you can spot a false prophet today. We all need to be on the lookout for the false prophets of today, or any day, if we're reading material from the past. Just because it came in the past doesn't mean that it was supposed to last, that it was any good. Now, just because you don't believe in so-called prophecy today does not mean that you cannot be fooled. So don't turn off your radio yet. Don't click on something else on sermon audio. Let's look at this for a moment. I want to give you a real sign here. The false prophets of today are not often acting as fortune tellers, but fortune sellers. In other words, they have guaranteed ways of garnering God's blessing for your life. If you give to them, you're going to get this. They can command this hundredfold blessing, or if you follow this, their 10 ways to anointment or whatever. Or so they imply. You know, what with their steps to success, their keys to the kingdom, their miracle water, anointed prayer cloth, or whatever the toy in the Happy Meal package is this month. These days, they're not so much into telling the future, but selling the future. You're going to be a company. You're going to move in increase. You're going to move in dominion. Now, that isn't always bad, but a lot of times it's an overrealized eschatology. Eschatology being the study of end things, and they're trying to bring the end, you know, right here to the middle here. And they're saying, okay, if you just do this, and, you know, God wants you to be blessed in this way and that way, and the scripture doesn't necessarily say the things that they're saying. But they got to keep doing these things to keep you going on with them, because otherwise you realize how dry it really is. And a lot of times these people aren't calling themselves even a prophet, and they don't have to be charismatic necessarily. But they're certainly looking to profit, if not from your money, then from your recognition. You see, that's where even the non-charismatic person can get duped. It's up to the believer to be able to look to the Word of God to discern truth from error. The Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments, points to many of the warning signs of a false prophet. Often false prophets understand that others are on the lookout for them. Think about it. If you were a false prophet, you'd try to make it look like you weren't. And a lot of times people don't even know they're false prophets because their measure of what they think is a false prophet is not correct. Again, a lot of times people understand that others are on the lookout for them, or they don't want to be considered a false prophet, of course, because they're deluded by their own status of self. Because of this, they'll make sure to maintain a sterling character, and many will not make wild predictions, and they'll mix just a little teeny bit of error in with a lot of truth, and a lot of the truth is a lot of the truth, but there's just enough poison in there to kill you. However, this isn't the only measure of and the only way to spot a false prophet. The false or foolish prophets are not only those who incorrectly foretell the future, although there's a ton of those, or they'll tell these vague words and it doesn't make any sense, and you're like, oh, and then one little thing seems to come true, and oh, they're right, and, you know, 99.9% is wrong, and, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, as they say. So again, a lot of them, you know, they live immoral lives, and that's good. They don't give these wild predictions, you know, God's going to cure AIDS in 2003 or whatever, that didn't happen. I could name so many names, and you know who they are, or maybe you don't, but you should be paying attention. But again, that's not the only way to spot a false prophet. It's not just those who incorrectly foretell the future, or those whose moral character is lacking, but also those who are self-promoters instead of God-promoters. And those who don't confront the people with their sin, but instead speak smooth words designed to flatter the people. You know, the Bible says, Paul tells Timothy, you know, this is a pastoral epistle, this is what you're supposed to be doing, preach the word. Be in season and out of season. In other words, in comfortable situations and confrontational situations. Expose. Correct. Encourage. In other words, reprove, rebuke, reprove, exhort. You know, a real man of God, a real prophet of God, a real preacher of God's word is going to preach the word, and that word will correct people. It will expose error. It will correct it, and it will encourage them. Come on, you can do it based on their repentance, not on following my little anointing or something like that, or this new portal, or this new mantle, or this kingdom thing, or this principle, or and all these crazy things that they keep going, promising the same stuff, but they keep naming it a different way so that you won't get wise to it. But you ought to get wise to it. Again, it's not always people that just tell false stories or make wild predictions or who have a moral failure. But it's also those who are self-promoters instead of God-promoters. And people that don't confront sin. Well, that's not my ministry. Yeah, you're not a minister. It's not like you're supposed to beat people down. But look, the Bible is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And when we're only speaking smooth words designed to flatter the people, you know, you need to mark this down. A false prophet will fail on one or more of these accounts. They're going to make these wild predictions that don't come true. Or they're more self-promoter than God-promoter. They have a moral flaw there, a character. You know, they don't tell the future right. And they don't confront people with their sin. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. And now I'm going to get into something that may seem a little rough for some people. Again, this isn't just about charismatic craziness here. You know, people look at the Bible the wrong way. It's a love letter to us. It's redemptive history, and it tells of Jesus Christ and, you know, God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit working redemption and doing His plan and all that. And often we hear people talk about the Bible is God's owner's manual. And I understand where they're coming from, but, you know, really, that's wrong. The Bible's not an owner's manual. God is not a vehicle for you to drive. Others use the Bible and its promises like a witch uses her dark books. They distort the Word of God. It's almost like it's divination. If you would use proper context and a decent hermeneutic, you might see that they often claim promises that are not actually there. When you use the word like a magic book, you try to find spells to justify your actions. These people ask you to plant your seed, but what they really mean is grant their greed. It's amazing how many people want to take the title prophet out there. I'm thinking of Margaret Thatcher, and she said, if a woman has to say that she's a lady, she's not. It's just like power, she was saying. Prophet is as prophet does, you know. I believe in people forth-telling the Word of God. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in these things, but self-deluded and self-important people often take the title of prophet or assume a position of leadership within the visible church, but speak little more than empty words. They've always got a word, but it's just some vague thing or some... Well, the problem is that there's always going to be weak-minded, backslidden, or fleshly churchgoers who flock to these popular but poisonous teachers because they don't really want to repent and change. They just need a word because they don't want to obey the word they already have. I'm not trying to be cynical and come down on people. I'm trying to tell you the truth. There are fortune sellers out there. Beware. Many who haven't been renewed in their minds or transformed in their character are simply looking for an edge. What happens is they get cut to pieces. They find their edge all right. They're going from movement to movement and conference to conference and this new book and that new thing. It's amazing how many people come to me with this new book or that new book, and I've never seen them gush over a passage of scripture like they're doing over this new supposed book. And sometimes it's like it's a new age thing. You know, there's like some new age book that comes out and then someone tries to baptize it into sanctity and say this is God's version of that. Or they use even witchy terms almost. It's amazing. It's amazing the hypocrisy and superstition that's out there. And I've been a part of that, and so have you. And we're not looking down at people. We're looking up to God, looking into His Word, and trying to warn people. Again, people looking for an edge and they get cut to pieces. So many examples of false prophets in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and so many warnings against falling under their influence. And so many signs given to distinguish the true from the false. It's really easy to see that those who do fall prey to false prophets are often ignorant of the Word of God on the subject. Sell out to God, not to some false prophet. Read the Word. Know the truth. And stay with that. Forget the fortune sellers. Woe unto the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Friends, you don't need a word. You need the Word. The Word of God. And you need to dwell in it and let it dwell in you richly. I hope this has stirred you up and encouraged you. That's all the time we have for today's broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. God bless you.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to know my life is hid with Jesus, and that's where
see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.